showing some anger and taking it out there?
Well, I think emotion is good, you know. You'd rather have good emotion than bad, but I think the fact that some of that buildup is good. It tells us our players aren't happy, and none of us are happy, you know. And we're the ones responsible, so we know our situation. We know what we have to try to get done here. We have to play well for more than portions of games, and that's the bottom line, you know. And we know we're capable. We've done this. We went for a decent 3 weeks, almost a month, where we were going pretty good. Okay, we're not fully 60 minutes, but pretty good. Now we've reverted a bit, and that's been the part that's added some frustration. Just not feeling great today. So he was off the ice. He didn't come down today. The matter with Devin Setoguchi is an internal situation that we deal with. It's part of coaching, and that's where we're going to leave it.
He's available for you.
Yeah, he's a player tonight. Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on the Panthers?
Yeah, they're one of the hotter teams in the league. You know, they're playing well. I watched them last night, and I watched them not long ago when we were there. They're playing well. I like their team. They're playing well. They're not giving up very much goals against. I mean, they've given 8 goals against up in 5 games. They've won those 5 games. They play well. They're playing smart. They look like they're playing confident. And as you know, when you win like that, you have some fun and you don't want it to stop. So that's very dangerous for teams like us that got to go in and get it done. You know, we're going to have to take advantage of them playing back-to-back nights with travel. So the start's going to be important for us, and we know they'll be coming. This is their last game on their road trip, and they're going to want to end it on a good note. It's going to take all of our wills to win this game, which is good.
Anything last night that was maybe different than
the game? No. We thought in that trip they played, they were potentially the best team we played on that trip. Now people would look at their record and go, oh, geez. I'm not a record guy. Like, you can't look at the record. Teams can play well, and this league is, you know, we saw it in Buffalo. They played pretty well, and then they turn around and beat Boston last night. So these things can happen. It's not a record that you're playing. You're playing a team, and teams have emotions, and they have will also. There's a lot at stake for everybody. Well, I think there is, but I don't know necessarily that you're going to see completely all of it right now, and that's no disrespect to him. When your team's winning, sometimes you just don't need to coach too much. And, you know, and Peter has experience, and, you know, sometimes you just got to let things go if things are going well. You don't need to coach too much, and, you know, he's smart enough and has had enough success where he knows what's going on a team. And why would you want to change too much? He's got his lines are pretty much the same as they were when we played them. So he's got good continuity. They look like they've got good chemistry throughout their lineup, their lines and their Ds. And their goaltending's been good. So I don't know why he'd want to change too much, you know.
What's the number one thing that you're asking Santa this year?
Well, I would ask Santa the same thing I would ask him every year here, and that would be for us to make the playoffs. That would be one thing that would be, you know, health is always usually first, but we'll keep it first, and then second we'll go health with the family, you know. And then for me is just getting in the playoffs. That's been our goal here for some time. And Zach was out of lineup?
Yeah. Where do you miss his presence?
Well, there's a number of places, you know, because of what he brings to the table, the elements he can bring. Like, he's a penalty killer. He's got speed and size. He can get it stopped. You know, he's got a lot of drive, and he's very into the game. You watch how he plays. So that's infectious as well, you know, providing he plays well, you know. And so we've missed him in a lot of those ways. And it'll be good to get him back in because he plays with enthusiasm. But he's got to bring his A game. That's what he's going to have to do, you know, or try to do, you know. Well, we will only in the fact that he was he got the flu there a little while back and lost a little bit of weight, so we just got to monitor and be smart about that. So I think he had to stop skating for, you know, 5 or 6 days, I think. So that would be the only thing we would watch. But he'll be a little lighter, therefore he'll be a little faster. So we'll be just watching.